Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, at a time known for partisan rancor and division, we have bipartisan cooperation regarding a bill that Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed on Thursday, introduced by an area Republican state legislator and inspired by a woman from the Chippewa Valley. More on her challenges and a fundraiser, and maybe more than one going on for her, and an area's screenwriter sees her sixth movie come to the big screen. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, parents in the Badger State can now change their child's last name without the other parent signing off, at least in certain situations. Governor Evers on Thursday signed legislation allowing one parent to change the last name of their child under 14 when the other parent is convicted of homicide, certain sex crimes, or possession of child pornography. Originally sponsored by Republican State Representative Jesse James of Altoona, the legislation was inspired by Ashley Lean, formerly Ashley Peggs. She's the ex-wife of former Altoona School District Superintendent Dan Peggs, who pleaded guilty last year to felony possession of child pornography in federal court. Ashley Peggs tells WEAU-TV she just wanted to change their children's last name.
I just wanted to protect them and give them a clean slate and a fresh start. They don't need a black mark over them. They don't deserve that. And they, living where we live, it's easier for them to just have their own name and their own identities.
She says,
just make their life a lot easier.
Despite having full custody of the kids, allowing her to make virtually all decisions without Dan Pegg signing off, Ashley Lean tells WEAU she still couldn't drop his last name without him consenting.
It felt defeated and kind of powerless. It was just another thing that he could control and hang over our heads and kind of use as a tactic that he, you know, for the things that he wanted.
And that's why in September of last year, she contacted Representative James.
We never took into consideration the young victims that are a part of this, and not only the impact of the family, but the mental and emotional status of children that have to answer for their parents' bad choices and actions that they've taken and the consequences that they face of a successful conviction.
Ashley Lean tells WEAU it's a chance to help her kids and others who fall victim in the future to their parents' crimes.
That's what it's all about, is making a difference, helping those in the future so that they don't have to have the same struggles.
A couple months ago, Lean told WEAU-TV she thought that the actions of her ex-husband were behind her when he was sentenced in December on federal child pornography charges.
In the process of selling a house and moving the girls and finding a new place for us that is more affordable for us, it's been a lot of change and a lot of uncertainty.
But earlier this year, Ashley learned she had cervical cancer.
Just a little bit of a shock to the system to hear the word stage 3 coming out of the doctor's mouth, and thinking about what all that would mean for myself and for the girls moving forward.
Ashley's had countless hours of road trips and treatment to undergo 30 minutes of radiation every day for 4 weeks and chemo one day a week for 4 hours. Both of those in Eau Claire, and one day a week, she's traveling to Madison for 6 hours of internal radiation, which can only be administered while she's under anesthesia.
Looking at what that looks like as a single parent of four small children, and then having to learn to navigate the system, you know, looking at what Badger Care, and it is a challenge to navigate that system, though, and it has been a learning curve for sure.
Ashley's friend, Brooke Caldor, a counselor at the Altoona School District, told WEAU back in January.
She's been knocked down a lot, and she gets back up. So that's just amazing to see. And like I said, her children see that. So she gets knocked down, she gets back up. And her friends and her community and her family are here to help her get back up on those times when it seems really, really hard.
Caldor told WEAU she joined forces with more of Ashley's friends to start a GoFundMe.
Taking action is something that I can do and that others can do. And I think that's why the GoFundMe site has received so positively, is because people want to do something.
And in that January story, Ashley told WEAU that everything she does is for her four young daughters. And her hope is that people hear her story and use it to overcome their own struggles. She said she's strengthened by the support she continues to receive.
It's like a big extended family, and they've really just wrapped us up. And it gives us a lot of strength knowing that we have so many people that are weathering the storm with us.
And tonight on Chippewa Valley This Week, a new part of the story we get to share on WWIB and WOGO regards Jesse James's son, Bailey Hawkey James, an area real estate agent with Keller Williams. He really feels for Ashley and her daughters.
Her and her family have been through a lot. And so I want to do my part as just someone, as a part of the community, to help them with medical expenses, day-to-day living expenses and whatnot, and just try to make them feel whole again.
Hawkey James says he's putting on an April 10th fundraiser for Ashley and her girls at Action City in Eau Claire because of the trying circumstances they've found themselves in.
Yeah, so she has started radiation treatment, and we all know radiation is not cheap, obviously. So that's the big one for her. Obviously, day-to-day and whatnot, you know, having to care for four girls, you know, that limits her ability to work and whatnot too. So anything helps in her situation when it comes to finances.
Hawkey James says that with all that Ashley and her girls have gone through and continue to go through, it's been quite difficult.
I've spoke with Ashley multiple times, and it's taken a toll on them. It really has. You know, the kids they're not feeling like kids. You know, they've been through a lot between everything that happened with her ex-husband and now this. Their whole world's been turned upside down.
While Hawkey James doesn't have a certain dollar figure he's looking to raise for Ashley and her girls, he says the April 10th Action City fundraiser may be the first, but it won't be the last.
Our first event that we're looking to do is at Action City April 10th, and it's going to be an all-day event, 9 to 8 p.m. The promotion that we're doing, it's a $50 pass per person, and what that does is it gets you access to all of the arcade games, trampoline park, outdoor events, everything that Action City has to offer. And that's for 5 hours. So a 5 hour pass, $50 a person. And then a certain portion of that pass is going to go towards Ashley and her family.
Hawkey James says
with that pass too, you do get a pizza and soda buffet that is included. There's also going to be a little treasure hunt for kids and whatnot. They're going to find some shapes and whatnot around Action City, and then they would come to me. I'm going to have a little booth set up there and whatnot, and then they'll be able to claim a prize from me.
I asked Bailey Hawkey James what other fundraising ideas he's looking at doing for Ashley and her daughters.
I've been speaking with Wagner's in the complex, doing a bowling event. That's going to be in May. We're kind of hammering down some few fine details. Also considering doing a volleyball tournament there. I'm still working some stuff out on that end as well, so that is to be determined. But these first two, Action City, April 10th from 9 to 8 p.m., and then Wagner's in the complex sometimes in May, probably towards the end of the month there.
I asked Hawkey James what Ashley's response was when he told her about his plans to raise funds for her and her daughters through multiple events.
It was definitely a surprise for her when I picked up the phone and called her. She wasn't expecting it. I think it was kind of out of the blue, but she has been very grateful to me, and my sister Emily's helping me out as well with this stuff. They are just so thankful for us to be a part of their lives doing this.
Busy enough as a local real estate agent, what motivated Hawkey James to get involved in advocating for Ashley and her girls?
It's all about giving back at the end of the day. It's all about giving back. I'm in a place now in my life where I want to give back and help people in our community. And so I have a goal with me to try and help a family a year, whether it's fundraising, whether it's raising donations, whatever, hosting events like I'm doing with Ashley. That's just a personal goal of mine. I want to help people. It's just all about giving back and pulling together as a community. And I don't want Ashley's story to be one that just gets, you know, swept under the rug. You know, when everything first happened, community pulled together, helped out, and it was amazing. But now, you know, and then it dies off. It dies off, and I don't want that. So I want to keep her story alive. I want to continue to raise funds for her and her family because they've been through a lot, and she has limited work ability.
For those who can't attend the all-day April 10th Action City fundraiser and would still like to give, Hawkey James says
anything helps. It would be greatly appreciated if you can make any event that I set up this year. We have a Facebook page that I created, Ashley Lean Fundraiser and Events. Go like, share. All the events are going to be posted on there, along with my personal Facebook. That all of that will be shared there as well. So any bit helps. It really means a lot. Even if you just want to donate money and instead of, you know, going and spending 5 hours at Action City or any other participating in any other events, just donations help. And feel free to reach out to me. You can message on that Facebook page and I will reach out to you directly.
And if you'd like to help Ashley and her girls, Bailey Hockey James says you're certainly welcome to write a check directly to Ashley Lean, and you can send it to his office at Keller Williams Realty at 4330 Gulf Terrace. That's 4330 Gulf Terrace, number 103, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54701. Again, 4330 Gulf Terrace, number 103, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54701. And finally, Andrea Polnasek is a screenwriter and film producer who lives right here in Chippewa Falls. In fact, she works with her sister, Alexandra, who lives in Hollywood. Together, they've collaborated on 7 movies, the 6th of which is being released this weekend ahead of the rest of the country in her hometown of Chippewa Falls at Mycon Cinema. While the movie's opening nationally in the state of Georgia, where it was shot during the pandemic year of 2020, and elsewhere and on live streaming services on March 25th, it actually premiered on Tuesday night in Chippewa Falls at Mycon Cinema. I spoke with Andrea before the premiere.
Tell us about The Greatest Inheritance and the excitement about having the premiere here in Chippewa.
Well, we're thrilled that Chippewa Mycon is showing and is doing the premiere of The Greatest Inheritance. It's the movie is about 4 estranged siblings who come home for the reading of their mother's will, just to find out that she has buried it on her property and left them clues and challenges to follow to find it. Mm-hmm. And not only are we excited to have the premiere, but Mycon will actually be showing it here in Chippewa starting on the 18th, Friday the 18th.
And boy, you guys fought hard to shoot this in the summer of COVID in 2020, and it's been quite a struggle to get to the release.
Yes, very, very much. I think that, like, it's actually a big sigh of relief tonight, because it's like, I'm actually going to see it all finished on the big screen, and it has been definitely a labor of love. Lots of obstacles, but it's here, and now we get to share it with the world.
This is the script that you and your sister actually won the Movie Guide Award for.
Well, this one actually came in third. Okay. Switch came in first, but this came in third, and so obviously it was recognized as being a pretty good writing, and it's a lot of fun. It stars Urkel, Jaleel White, and Mina Suvari, and so the acting is really fun, and the story is really compelling. And, you know, we always say that our movies come out for just a time as this, and it seems like after COVID and after the election and after families have been so fractured with their different beliefs and values and how much negative energy has been out there, this movie is, we're hoping everyone will pick up the phone at the end of it and call their loved one and remember how much they love their family.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Andrea again, The Greatest Inheritance showing at the Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls. See it while you can. As long as folks are showing, it'll stay in the theaters there. Thanks so much to Mike and Connie Olson. Our thanks also to Bailey Hockey James for joining us to update us on the fundraiser for Ashley Lean, formerly Pegs, and her 4 daughters. Again, as she faces cervical cancer and the challenges that go with that, congratulations to Ashley and Representative James for getting that bill signed by Governor Evers this past Thursday. And our thanks to you for listening to the preceding public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. If you do want to write a check to benefit Ashley Lean and her daughters, again, you can write it out to Ashley Lean and just send it to Bailey Hockey James at 4330 Gulf Terrace, number 103, Eau Claire, 54701. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Halverson.